And now, from the Mammoth Oasis, it's a woman with new hair on a new station doing the same old Sports Widow show, the Sports Widow, Molly Erdman. That was clumsy intro, poorly worded and phrased.
It's actually all the same hair. I did get a haircut.
New haircut is what I meant to say.
But the hair is the same.
It is. They haven't added any. There's no...
Placed, yeah.
What do they call those weaves?
Well, if that's what you're talking about, then they...
Do they call those... Do they call weaves,
yeah,
weaves?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is... I don't know why this is so loud for me.
It's just your natural...
Loudness?
Voice.
Yeah. So, we are on a new page. So, this is good for our listeners because I don't know that we're going to have many viewers on our live broadcast today because what's happened is we have a new Facebook page. I mean,
right.
We've had it for a little bit, but we're... Now doing the live Facebook broadcasts from that page,
yep.
The Sports Widow.
Yeah.
No longer doing them from our individual pages, which have many, many more followers.
But we are tagged.
We are tagged. So and so at some point during this show, both Molly and I may have to go onto our Facebook pages.
I'm doing it right now, Joe.
And refresh and then share this so that people tune in to see what
look,
the heck
I'm
is
watching,
going on.
Look, this is us.
What is... You're watching us? Off
I'm watching us right now.
That's very disturbing.
So,
we've got some, we got a viewer, so it's a Facebook, their algorithms are working.
It's happening. As promised, they are building an audience.
They are. And we are going to do things for that audience. The same things we normally do. This show's not all that much different. We're going to kind of touch on sports here or there, wherever we feel it's appropriate. And, lately there hasn't been much of that.
No.
Not much of that at all, really. But what are you going to do? You look for other stuff to do. And so we got a lot of stuff to talk about in terms of, what is it, the world, I guess?
Yeah.
And so, ow.
You all right?
Yeah, I just got this thing caught on my arm.
Hmm.
And so we don't want to get too political, do we, Maul?
No.
We don't. But yesterday was a big day for the president of our United States.
Uh-huh.
And
he
gave...
Shouldn't be too political.
Well, he gave a speech,
yeah.
And it was pretty much it was pretty well received, right?
I guess so, Joe. I mean, it's all relative at this point.
Mm.
We're complimenting the guy for not imploding or exploding.
Well, that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. He's kind of... And this falls under sports as well.
Well, I hope you're going to say what I think you're, what I'm hoping you'll say.
Lowered expectations.
Yeah.
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 He's lowered expectations so that simply not going maniacal is considered as a turning point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then it's all the same vagaries and stuff in the speech. If anyone else was to have given that speech, it would have been panned. But the more important point I want to talk about is lowering expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And how many...
You're a master of it?
Oh, I am. I would think most husbands in some ways excel at that. But yeah, I feel like I'm pretty good at that.
It's smart. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's a smart life strategy.
Yep. Lower expectations, and then they're easier to exceed. So I don't like watching this while we're talking.
Yeah, no, turn it off.
So I'm not going to do that. I am going to look at our recording.
Great.
And like the Cubs for years,
mm-hmm.
The expectation
no
was no expectations. And that really did them pretty well because for years they had sold out, you know, day games, which is unheard of during the week.
You know,
not always sold out, but always well attended.
It's interesting, the day game thing. I did not know that was a thing until I moved to Boston. Because I mean, in Dallas, they would have day weekend games at the beginning and end of the season, but not in the middle because it was just too effing hot.
Right.
But I didn't realize that weekday day games were. They were on TV, but
yes.
I didn't really think about like, oh, would people would actually go to a game on a weekday?
Yeah, and in Chicago more than anywhere because Wrigley, until 19. Do you know what year they got the lights?
I don't.
1988, I
wow,
believe it was.
That's very late.
August 8, 1988 was their first night game, and it got rained out.
8-8-88?
Yep. So I think it was 8-9-88 was the actual first game. And even since then, the Cubs have played more than twice as many day games as any other team. Yeah. And people have pointed to that as being detrimental to the players on the Cubs, all those day games changing up their rhythm mm-hmm. and stuff, and other teams don't have to deal with that. But that was clearly just an excuse because they did it this year, mm-hmm. and so they can never use that as an excuse again.
Right.
Which is good. And there are some other, like, low expectations. Atlanta Falcons were in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Atlanta, their fans have no expectations of their teams. They're not very good fans. I don't think there were many expectations for the Falcons, and I wonder, in a way, if they subconsciously ended up meeting their expectations by blowing that Super Bowl.
Hmm.
Not exceeding, you know? Not
right.
getting too...
Being reminded of the last minute. You're
right.
just the Falcons, guys.
Right, right. Just the Falcons.
Do you think my microphone isn't on?
I just didn't... You didn't seem as loud as I wanted you to be.
Wow. Okay.
As loud as I want to be is the name of my autobiography. I bet somebody has already done that, right? Like Morton Downey Jr. As loud as I want to be.
Oh, Morton Downey Jr.
Oh, MDJ. He's still alive?
Yeah. I feel like sometime in the past few years, I like looked him up as a reference.
Right.
Something like, you know, Sally, Jesse, Raphael.
As a reference? Like, were you
like
applying
I
for a job?
For a job. And I think
you appeared on his show as a...
About whether he's a junior or if I'm thinking of Robert Downey Jr. But I think they're both Downey Jr.
They are.
Downey's Jr.
Yeah. They're brothers. How would that be? How could it be? It could be Morton and... Robert.
It's like Super Dave Osborne and what's his name? Albert Brooks.
Yeah.
The brothers.
Yes. The Brooks brothers.
The Einstein brothers.
What?
Bagels.
Oh,
what?
Brooks and Einstein. Wow.
They're both named Einstein.
I know, but Albert Brooks is Brooks.
What's Brooks and Einstein?
It's just the last names that they go by.
Well,
Albert
Super
Brooks.
Super Dave doesn't go by Einstein.
Goes by Osborne.
Yeah.
Brooks and Osborne.
But they're both
Einsteins.
Einstein. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are they the guys who own the bagel thing?
No, unless they are. I just came up with that, Einstein Brothers.
And Albert Brooks not related to Brooks Brothers?
Can't say for sure.
And Osborne Brothers, I think that's like a bluegrass group.
All right.
Phew, wow.
Brothers.
Brothers.
Really got
oh, brother.
What?
Speaking of brothers, my family's in town.
Yeah.
Although my brother's always in town.
Yeah, your parents are in town.
They arrived last evening. Mm-hmm. I picked them up at the airport. My parents, my father already has switched his return flight once. He may do it another time.
Mm-hmm.
His habit is to constantly
truncate,
shave off half days from the trip about 12 hours at a time. And he may do it two or three times. And that means he's repaying each time to switch the ticket. And instead of flying out of Burbank, which is very close, he has at 9 o'clock at night mm-hmm. back to New York. Mm-hmm. He is flying at
6 a.m.
From LAX.
Yeah,
which is very far away.
Yeah.
So either I'm going to pick him up at 3 a.m.
No. I thought you said they were going to
take a cab.
Yeah, I thought that was part of the.
It's like a $100 cab.
No, but they could take a Lyft, and it's like $30.
My parents won't take a Lyft.
No, I think they were very. They downloaded the Uber app
last
time they were here, or at least All your right. mom did. I think.
Okay, well then there we go. Then maybe they'll do that. But
yeah,
the point being, that's a ridiculous.
Listen, if they're shelling out to change their flight, they can shell out for transportation.
True.
You can't ask someone to go pick them up at 3 a.m.
I just don't want them shelling out all this useless money. That could have been a dinner they could have taken us out to.
I know.
And my mom was all about wanting to go to Mozza. She saw some Nancy Silverton thing. She wants to go to Mozza.
Let's go with her.
There's too many kids in our family.
No, we don't take them.
All right.
I'll go.
Just you by yourself?
Yeah. You stay with Valerie. I'll go.
With my mom or just by yourself?
No, with your mom.
Oh.
I'm not going to pay.
Just you and my mom?
Yeah. No.
What
you
about
what?
Me and
your
my mom?
Your mom and me and Megan should go out.
Oh, no. My sister-in-law is not... gonna eat a meal that I'm not getting. Yeah. Not, I mean, I can tolerate you having a meal I'm not getting from my mother, but my sister-in-law, I won't allow it.
Okay.
I don't think she likes food anyway.
All right.
In terms of like being interested in it, you know, there's people who do and people who don't. People who just eat what's there.
All right.
like our president apparently likes his steak well done.
Yeah, let's get away from that. We're inundated enough with political stuff. Like, no need.
All right, well, I thought we were going to maybe redo the Lincoln-Douglas debates here.
How so?
You be Douglas, I be Lincoln.
All right, we're not doing that.
Okay, what did I do all that memorizing for then? That
brain.
Didn't happen.
It's good. You have to, your brain needs to be exercised to the point of discomfort to really ward off Alzheimer's and things like that. Like
really?
You should be mentally struggling, not the way you do, but
with words.
But
and
like
daily
with
tasks.
A math problem or a yeah. logic puzzle, every day you should have some kind of thing that you have to like think to the point that you kind of want to stop doing it, but you persist.
Would you count dealing with a three-year-old as that?
Maybe.
Lot of puzzles with that. Yeah. Would you count dealing with me as that?
Perhaps. I'm going to live forever.
Yeah, because of my puzzling nature. Sometimes I puzzle myself. That's why that card game I play on my phone is good.
I guess.
It's a hard solitaire game, spider solitaire. Check that out. It's tough. Four suits.
Sounds hard.
So, do you know what's going on in sports right now, Mo? Can you tell me anything that's happening right now? Anything of interest? Any injuries you may have heard of?
No.
Okay. In basketball, any players who got hurt last night, maybe?
No idea.
Okay. In basketball, any big-name players who switched teams in the off season who may have gotten hurt?
Kevin Durant?
Yes. Hurt his knee last night.
Oh, yeah.
Big-time NBA player.
Is he going to be out for a while?
4 weeks. But here's the thing. The NBA season this year has been kind of a foregone conclusion that it would be two teams, mm-hmm. Cleveland Cavs and the Golden State Warriors. Each team has one of their three best players injured right now.
Okay.
Out for a few more weeks. Do you know who it is on the Cavs?
No.
It's not LeBron.
Okay.
Can you name their other two good, really good players?
Can you give me a hint?
Yep. One has a very kind of regular name, and one has a name you've probably never heard before, except for this person.
That's not helpful.
Okay. One, his last name is a tennis term.
Serve. Love.
Yes. Serve Love.
The
Croatian. The Croatian. Serve Love. From, what's his real name?
I don't know what his first name is.
It's a real white name. We have a friend with that name.
Is it Kevin?
Yes.
Okay.
See, we have a friend named Kevin.
Well, there's also Kevin Durant, so I was second guessing.
Oh,
myself.
Yes. I should not have been so racially profiling with my name.
Good point.
And the other guy is, so do you know the third player?
No.
Last name is the same city that the Cowboys stadium used to be in.
Irving.
Yes.
Kyrie Irving.
Yes. Do you know any other Kyries?
No.
Kyrie Minogue.
Kyrie lays down the road that I must travel.
Kyrie Minogue. So.
Kyrie, my books for me.
Nice. So the season is such a foregone conclusion that even with these two injuries, it doesn't change anything.
Okay.
So even without, like, their best players, it's still going to end up there. So that makes it very boring this season.
When you say foregone conclusion, it reminds me of a bit. When I was in college, Norm MacDonald came and did stand-up.
Ooh.
And he had, and this will speak to my age, he had a bit about Star Search, the TV show Star Search, which
sure.
I don't think was still on then.
No. But the jokes were still live.
Well, but he was talking about watching Star Search and how there were categories that, like, what's your ultimate goal? There's no place for this in the real world.
Right.
One of them was like junior dance troupe or whatever.
Right. Where do they go from this? Star Search is the ultimate.
But he was talking about the names of the groups and how they were always. And you've made this joke about like Second City shows wanting to name them like the show is sold out or whatever.
Right. Yes. What a great title for a name. When people call, do you want to see this show is sold out? Yeah. Can I see it? Yeah. This show is sold out. Well, it's like a whole...
It's an Abbott and Costello
yeah.
for the theater.
Go
box
on.
Office world. But he had this whole bit where he was Ed McMahon introducing the groups, and they were all... And foregone conclusion may have been one of them, but it was... I remember one of them was, ladies and gentlemen, overnight success. And I think another one might have been, ladies and gentlemen, foregone conclusion.
Yeah. Those are great names.
They are. Foregone conclusion is a great... That sounds like a local...
I think they're still doing dance troupe stuff.
There's no Star Search on anymore.
But the troupe itself is, I think, still out
there
working.
They're still overnight success.
Yes.
Looking
for their success. It's taken years to become an overnight success.
I mean, Star Search was the predecessor of American Idol and all of those.
Absolutely.
I mean, it was very different. It was on a weekly basis. But like Leanne Rimes was on Star
Search. Oh, yes.
I'm sure there were others like comedians. And
Definitely.
Like yeah.
Sinbad?
Was he on it?
Wasn't he hosting it?
Maybe like a newer version.
Okay.
I mean, that was Ed McMahon all the way.
Oh, yes, it was. Ed McMahon. God bless. Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to talk about, you were talking about Star Search. That's actually a nice transition into, this is kind of the most crossover sports show I think there is.
Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars has just announced their new season cast.
Yep.
And we're hoping that there's some athletes on this cast.
There are.
There are, says Molly, and we're going to go over who those are.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Tell us.
Nancy Kerrigan.
Uh-huh.
Former figure skater. Maybe current, but not, you know.
Not,
Simone Biles.
Sure, gymnast. Now, first of all, let's say, your favorites right there. A skater and a gymnast.
Yeah.
So who are they going up against?
The other athletes...
Well, give me all the names.
Well, okay, there's not like a list. They put them in paragraph form, so there's like a...
Everything should be in lists.
If Simone Biles. Some Real Housewife of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
Erica Jane.
She's not going to win.
Hold on. Vamp.
Okay.
I just want the list.
Yeah, we want the list. Anyway.
Charo's
still alive?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that was Zsa Gabor I was thinking of.
Yes.
Charo's not going to win. She's no.
I don't know.
Just think of her
professional bull rider, Bonner Bolton.
Center of gravity. Bull rider might do well. Good balance there.
Chris Kattan.
Chris Kattan will always be mango to me.
David Ross.
The
Cubs catcher.
Oh, Cubs catcher. He will not do well because he's old and baseball players, although a catcher has good balance.
Yeah, that's true. This is a Real Housewife.
Is he a star? I mean, that joke's probably been made every season.
Glee actress. Well, they bring in these athletes so that you will watch.
I will not. I don't want to watch an athlete dance.
Mr. T.
Whoa. I saw Mr. T at O'Hare Airport one time.
I saw him at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Damn it.
Hmm. Some Fifth Harmony singer. I don't know.
All right. That's
Rashad plenty. Jennings.
Rashad Jennings, the
NFL player.
Rashad Jennings. Is he the Giants running back?
I don't know.
Jeez.
Bachelor Nick Vile.
Ugh. Okay. It's almost all athletes at this point.
It's a lot. Often it's like, I would say 40 to 50% athletes and former athletes.
Yeah. That's a lot. So it's really dancing with the kind of retired athletes.
I guess.
That's not going to sell as much, though. You're not going to get advertisers with dancing with the retired athletes.
Wasn't it well known that Lynn Swan took ballet?
Yeah. Yes.
I feel like I learned that on Sesame Street.
And he was and at that time, I think that was kind of, that became an in vogue thing for even bigger football players to do, to work on their balance. And that's before the yoga craze and Pilates and stuff.
Well,
that's what they all do now.
I heard an interview on NPR where I get my sports news.
And all your news.
Rugby players, I'm going to say in England, but I'm not sure. It could be Australia, who were all taking ballet classes.
Mm-hmm.
And they were interviewing them about it, and they were real into it.
Yeah.
They enjoyed it. And the teacher, it wasn't like they were mixed in a class with other people, like it was a specific class.
Right.
Here's the rugby team. And the teacher would really create exercises and dances that focused on specific skills for the athletes.
I see.
It's very interesting.
You know, there's an interesting, at least to me, rugby story that came out just a day or two ago. And this points to the spirit of the Italians. Mm. So in a game in England, it was a national team. So it was the English team against the Italian team. And the English team is much better than the Italian team in rugby. The Italians have never beaten them, I believe.
Okay.
Okay, in international competition. So the Italian team exploited a rule loophole. So you know in rugby when they all scrum? They all get together and scrum. So that is supposed to happen every time somebody gets tackled. You got to put the ball down and everybody scrums up.
Yeah.
Okay. And so when everyone's all crowded together, that gives the team that has the ball a chance to start running with it.
Okay.
Okay. You kind of understand that basically?
Yeah.
Okay. So what Italy would do is when a person would be tackled, they would not go to scrum. Like they would not, you're supposed to rush in. But if the team doesn't rush in to do that, then that thing doesn't happen. And it's much harder for the other team to start moving the ball again.
And you can just choose to do it that way?
No one has ever chosen to do it that way before because the rules of the game. Right. So England still won, but the game was much closer than it should have been because the Italians were essentially not cheating, but they were and that's the Italian way. Like in soccer, they've won these World Cups because they play the most boring style possible. They make sure you don't get any goals. They keep the game very boring. And then at the end, they try to win in one of those tiebreakers.
Oh, yeah.
Or if they get a lead on you, you're done. It's a very boring, frustrating way to play.
That would make you furious.
Not if I was on the Italian team.
No, if you were on the other team. That's something you would do on the Italian
team. Yes, because the Italians have no shot at being as athletically gifted as some of these other countries.
Lower expectations.
Boom.
Lights.
We still got to waste more time on this. Oh. Just a little bit. No, we're almost done. One other sports thing that I will talk about, Molly, and then we'll go. And you know a little bit about this, I think. Do you know what the NFL Combine is?
Yeah, is it like kind of like a bunch of like run through these tires and see how fast you run this and people, it's like...
It's mostly running through tires.
Is it college players? And so people come out and see how they do.
It's the people who have graduated or are leaving college to try to get into the NFL.
And try to take their talents somewhere.
Trying to take their talents to Cleveland or somewhere. Mm-hmm. So about 300 of them are invited. And they work out, yes, and they interview with the teams and they do all these physical exercises. And this is the first year the NFL has not invited players who have been arrested or have criminal records.
Good.
Yeah, because there's a couple of like...
Wow, lower expectations. We're like, oh, wow, what a wonderful move.
Right? Well, sure. Like the domestic abusers are not invited to the combine.
Like, wow, what an incredible stance you've taken.
They can still play in the league and everything.
Sure, of course.
But they can't be shown off for the... And it is a lot like...
YouTube videos.
I have to say, you know, it does have a lot of... If you were to kind of examine... the process. These men are stripped down to like little underwear and they're up on a stand, you know, they're being evaluated
right.
up right. on a block.
Right.
You can't help by the owners. By owner. Right. It's okay. Or, well, yeah, if you want to go a little more, you could say livestock or you could take a different tack, but either way, it's a little dehumanizing. Now, these guys are trying out for $1 million.
All the way to the bank,
right.
Joe.
Exactly. Although,
all
to be fair,
to the bank.
A lot of professional athletes, I was thinking this is maybe a conversation for another day, but you think all these money that these athletes make. All this money. But the rank and file players, especially in something like the NFL, they don't make, after the first round picks, after like the first 30 best players each year, the rest of these guys are getting, yes, six figures, maybe $300,000, $400,000 a year. Their agent takes a little bit of it. You know how much sports agents take?
A lot.
3%.
Oh, not a lot.
Not a lot. Makes Hollywood agents seem greedy. They have less work to do.
Exactly, because of like what you say.
The meritocracy.
Yes. Well, I don't care. Like, I get it. I get it's, you know, as I've said with actors, I don't have a problem with how much athletes get paid because I know they're getting their piece of the pie.
Right.
But I'm also not going to feel sorry for someone who's only bringing in $300,000.
Sure.
You know, like...
That's a lot of years for us.
Yeah. You know what I made my first year out of college? $16,000.
So you'd have a lot of catching up to do at that point.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, about that.
And granted, it was a while back, but...
Sure.
It was...
Sure, it was the 70s.
It was tough. I paid... My rent was $395 a month, and it was a struggle.
Wow, $395. Mine was $300. Mine was $300.
I had a
my lisp has been coming back sometimes. You had a what?
I had a studio.
Oh,
I had
yeah.
roommates.
I did have roommates. Yeah. Okay. Well, this was our first broadcast on the Sports Widow page. There wasn't a lot of live interaction, but again, listeners, I don't care about that because I do the show for you.
I do too now.
Oh, great. Both of us do now. So that, if
and
you...
And the one person who's watching.
Yes. And if you listen to us, go ahead and still like us on our Facebook page.
Yeah, just get those numbers up. Come on.
Yeah, do all the things.
Kill you.
If you do the Facebook, do one other thing. Do the Twitter or the... Or the iTunes.
Yes.
If you do the iTunes, you know, those are the three. Facebook, Twitter, and iTunes. Sports Widow.
Andrew joined just as we're wrapping up.
Oh, he always joins just as we're wrapping up. He actually told me, so Andrew is one of our most loyal watcher slash listeners.
Interactors.
And he, I think, put on the page that we are his go to sleep podcast. Which is either, I think everybody's. They don't count on it, but they always end up taking a nap during our show. But he's in Australia, so it's tomorrow there. So it's tomorrow night, I think.
As Dom DeLuise would say in the old Ziploc baggie commercials, is tomorrow. Because he would say, I'm saving these leftovers until tomorrow. And then the clock would strike midnight, and he would say, it is tomorrow.
Wow. We were just talking about Cannonball Run yesterday.
Yeah. Dom DeLuise, Tufts grad.
Rest in peace, too.
I don't know if he's a grad alum.
He's a Tufts jumbo, no doubt about that.
Hey-o.
Okay. All right. That's enough for today.
Plenty.
We'll be back on Friday with probably more stories about my parents. We'll probably have left by that point.
Maybe your dad should co-host with you.
That's not a bad idea because it's sports. Or my mom. Although my mom would just be, she'd clam up.
But she'd be, okay.
What about my dad as a guest with the two of us? Have we ever done that?
No, that's great.
We may need you here to kind of...
soften things?
Yes.
Softer side of sports?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. My dad's hard-edged.
Politics
then.
I can just pretend to be your dad doing the podcast. Well, here's a sample of how it goes. Just say anything.
All right. So, again, slow period in sports right now.
Is that what we're going to talk about?
Well, no, that's what I was leading in, so we wouldn't talk about that.
Well, don't bring that up.
Well, did you want to talk about anything?
No, this is silly.
We just started. You agreed to do this. So that's what I usually am. Imagine two of those with the guilt of all of Italy and the entire Catholic Church on your back. My dad's the Pope. All right, so that's our show. Yeah, maybe we'll do that. That's an interesting thing. We'll see.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.